future of 8,000 Australian steelworkers around Australia hangs in the balance this morning as administrators of Arrium hold urgent talks with politicians. Arrium owes more than $4 billion. The opposition leader, Bill Shorten, says a nationalistic approach is needed to ensure that the company survives, but the industry minister, Christopher Pyne, says a government bailout is not the solution.
South Australian Treasurer has talked about putting cash on the table. That is the South Australian government's decision. They need to choose how they want to respond. We've responded by doing things like giving a big contract.
Christopher Pyne last night on 7.30. Belgian prosecutors have released new footage of the key surviving suspect in the Brussels airport bombing. The video shows the route taken by the person prosecutors call the man in the hat as he walks 10 kilometres from the airport into the city. A total of 32 people died in the attacks last month and hundreds were injured. Police are investigating the death of a woman whose body was found near Cabarita Wharf in Sydney's Inner West. Police were called to the wharf following reports of a woman in her 20s being assaulted. Paramedics found the woman in the water but were unable to revive her. A man's assisting police with inquiries. Grant Hackett's bid to qualify for a fourth Olympics has been dealt a blow after he was beaten in the 400 metres freestyle by rising stars Mac Horton and David McKeon. Hackett finished fourth but can still qualify in the 200 metres freestyle.